Greetings and salutations, everyone. I'm Tosh Moore.
I'm Olivia Plies.
Welcome to this, the 322nd episode of The Verbal Mosh, a comic book podcast where we talk about comics and a bunch of other things, too. But mainly, 40% of the time, comic books.
That's not mainly at all. That's less than half.
It's a percentage, though. You'll admit, it is a percentage.
Yes, it is a percentage.
All right, so we've got comics news to talk about this week. Among other things, but to let everyone know, go to theverbalmosh.com to read our written reviews. You can also check up on our interviews and so forth on our website, theverbalmosh.com. And you can find links to our social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/theverbalmosh. @theverbalmosh is our handle on Twitter. You can leave us an email, theverbalmosh@gmail.com. And you can check out our sponsors, the Comics Podcast Network, to which we're proud members of, www.comicspodcast.com. But all those links can be found on the Verbal Mosh's website or even on our Facebook page if you're that lazy, like most millennials. Yep.
Well, are you saying that our audience is mostly filled with millennials?
No, millennials don't read comics. They just pretend that they do. Or they buy them and they're like, I don't have the time to read them, man. My daddy said I had time to read those funny books. Because they're hippies.
Okay,
they're all hippies.
Okay. So is there anything in the comic book news you want to get to right off the bat?
I did see the trailer for the new Supergirl show, and I was like...
Well, yeah, didn't we see that at the movie theaters? We
saw it together. Yeah. I was like, I'm interested a little, just a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. Also, wait,
I did... Not at all.
Other than Supergirl, I was like, why not? Watch the first episode. It was like iZombie. We watched, like, a few episodes, and was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I had so much promise just from the trailers, and then when we saw it, we were like, well, they tried. It'll be like Star Trek, Next Generation. They're like, it took us 6 seasons to get it right, but that 7th season was the best one to date. Or maybe not. I don't know. One other thing that I was thinking about, I saw like an interview where the writing staff of Gotham was like, we're not going to screw up like we did in season 1. We got a more cohesive story.
Oh, really?
Oh, like, fucking finally. Jesus Christ. Because season 1 had its high points and some real low-ass points.
It did. Like, it had serious moments, and then it had like super comedic moments, which just kind of... Made fit. For a weird telling of the story.
What's the most important thing about Gotham season 2? Penguin's hair. You brought that up.
Oh yeah, he finally. I'm so glad he got a hair change because that weird pointy looking thing. It looked greased to his forehead. It's still kind of greased to his forehead, but it just looked so awful. It looked like some weird fork on his head. I don't know.
It just made me feel like the producers were like, "Yeah, there you go, Penguin. Pow, bang, ziff, zork."
Or maybe because they were like, "Oh, it's got to be edgy," so they made it pointy.
Now he just looks more Italian.
Italian?
I'm sorry, Italian-American man.
Now he looks like a good boy. His hair's all swirled and curled.
Swirled. Swerve!
Like a precious little mama's boy.
Little sissy boy. Yeah. He's too afraid to help McGarnacle. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how crazy Barbara is.
When does that start up again? That starts September? In the fall.
Yeah, I think it's the same night as Monday Night Football, the Jets and the Colts. So I will be watching Gotham and then switching directly over to the game to see how it goes.
We're going to look forward to when The Flash comes back, too. That was
yes,
a really good show.
They're filming. That's what I also wanted to bring up. They're filming season 2. And not the Reverse Flash, but what's his name? Jay Garrick. The Golden Age Flash will be on the show, and they'll also introduce Wally West.
Well, yeah, they kind of hinted at it in the last couple of episodes where he saw his helmet.
Yeah. But also, well, they're also introducing Wally West, who would eventually go on to be the second Flash. I was thinking about that the other day, Crisis on Infinite Earths, where Barry Allen died, and then Wally West was like, I got struck by the particle beam, so the disease that's killing me is no longer around. And from now on, I don't want to be Kid Flash. I'm going to be The Flash.
I like how you went from giving him a little boy voice to all of a sudden, once he turns into a Flash, you give him a manly voice.
I'm gonna be the Flash. Wow, puberty helped. I think like prior to that, he wasn't using his powers because I think every time he used them, they killed him or gave him acne or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably the last one I mentioned. So I remember like it was just weird reading the Flash. Like I don't know now, Barry Allen's back, but maybe he should have stayed gone. Should have just been Wally West. That's who I most identify with. Blue collar, work in Kansas City. In the Twin Cities, with his wife, makes barbecue, Korean barbecue. Everyone knew who the Flash was, and everyone can get a ticket to go to the Flash Museum and see his treadmill.
Yeah.
His funky treadmill.
Yeah. Which, it'll be interesting to see what they do and what directions they go in.
They introduced Wally West's wife in season 1 of the TV show, Linda Park.
Yeah.
I was like, what? No!
They introduced like a lot of things they touched upon. We barely saw Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah, there's no budget for that, folks. Come back season two. He'll be a chimp. That we shot into space. But no, the only reason I was thinking about Supergirl being decent is because the same team that brought the Flash to the small screen is.
Oh, they're working on the Supergirl
Yeah.
series?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, one more thing that I thought was awesome. I was like, this should have been done so long ago. But Warner Brothers is trying to lure George Miller, director of Mad Max, all the Mad Max films, to
Yeah.
direct the Man of Steel sequel.
Wouldn't that be kind of weird?
Hell no, that'd be awesome.
Like,
Seeing Superman throw a building? Mediocre. No, okay. He's trying to get gasoline now.
they're really trying to, like, they really want to go towards a different direction of what Superman stands for instead of being
What?
clean cut
No,
anymore.
it's still Superman's clean cut. It's not like he's gonna start living in a post-apocalyptic world and stealing gasoline and fighting Lord Humongous, which would be fucking awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you really think you could stop me, Superman? Shut up. But I think they saw what he did with Fury Road and was like, we can go for a really big picture, grandiose film because Zack Snyder always like they seem to make like really good Zack Snyder movie trailers, and then when you see the movie, like, well, that left me this fucking pointed.
They like took the best moments and put it in the trailer, so the rest of the
Yeah.
movie was pointless.
Man of Steel to an extent. Watchmen to an even bigger extent. Bat nipples. It was, I think, he was supposed to direct the Justice League movie years ago.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, no. I think it was supposed to, like, coexist with the Nolan movies. And then Nolan was like, no, my movies are separate. And Warner Brothers completely fucked up. I still think they fucked up by tapping Zack Snyder. Because I was like, holy shit, man. Like, yeah, he must have pictures of someone somewhere. Oh, anyway. Yeah, so that'd be interesting.
Okay.
I mean, no, I'm gonna see Man of this Superman Batman sequel anyway.
Yeah.
And why does some guy
And hope
call
that it
Aquaman?
isn't as terrible as like Fantastic Four.
No, I mean it's just cool to see Batman and Superman on the same screen, as opposed to just like in Batman Begins, where it took 45 minutes for Batman to begin.
Yeah.
I had to run away and be homeless and be hungry.
We gotta have a backstory to an extent.
He should have showed up like, oh, you know what? I was thinking of the first episode of Spectacular Spider-Man on Kids WB, which I think is the most faithful adaptation of Spider-Man. Like, there's no, I got bit by a spider, like Brian Michael Bendis would write, like, oh, now I have to go for 46 episodes to hone these powers and learn that with great power, yada, yada, yada. No, it just had Spider-Man kicking some villain's ass, and he's like, hey, I'm Peter Parker, also known as the Spectacular Spider-Man. You know what I did over this summer? And then they just show him, he gets bit, now he's got the powers, and he's got the costume, boom, that's it. That's it. You know, fucking people, it's like Spider-Man. Oh, yeah, dude, web shooters, gotcha. Like, fucking every James Bond movie doesn't. I've said this, like, so many times in the show,
Like
but,
they
like.
focus some of these directors want to focus too much on the backstory
We have a
and
new origin story.
setting up their origin.
Peter's father. Whoa, fuck you, Uncle Ben. That's how Amazing Spider-Man felt. Like, hey, this Uncle Ben guy, he died, and that's the reason why you became a hero. But is he really important? Who cares? They want to know about secrets and coins. And Peter's father, and I was like, oh, this fucking movie's the worst. It just dragged on. I even tried to convince myself in the theater, like, maybe it was good. Nope. It's this but Amazing Spider-Man 2 is the human equivalent to spyware on yourself, on your computer. Does not compute. Fucking Twilight-y.
I pretty much watched those movies just for to see what Emma Stone was wearing. What cute hat is she wearing in this one?
Oh, I was gonna say, we talking about Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man 3, where he's doing that dance.
What about it?
You know, I don't know, cause we only saw it in the theaters, and we were like, let's never talk of this movie again.
Yeah.
All right, so now that we got all the news out of the way, cause whatever, we can start talking about some comics, cause whatever.
All right, there's no pick of the week this week because all the books were just kind of meh. So we're gonna talk
Oh,
about
you should do that, the meh of the week.
meh all the
Yeah. Oh, wait, let's talk about. Oh, the man. Oh, fuck. Robin, Son of Batman, number 3. Fucking, they charged $3.99 for this book? I want a refund, DC. Because this was a drizzling shits. Because it just had Damian and Nobody Jr., who's a girl, and they were just like, yeah, we're doing things. Because.
It's another example of like artist who's trying to take on too much, trying to do the writer artist thing and can't quite pull it off.
Not everybody can be John Byrne.
It It was really awkward seeing Damien with nobody. I mean, the whole exchange between them, him arguing, because it's so, when you say it out loud, it's so weird to be like,
It was
nobody,
forced.
I hate you. No, but like to be talking to someone named nobody is kind of weird, you know what I
Yeah, I
mean?
hadn't thought of that until you just said that. Hey, nobody, what's up?
Nobody,
Who
you
you with?
suck.
Hey, man,
Who
who
are you
you
talking
with?
to?
I'm hanging
Nobody.
out with nobody.
Yeah.
Well, hang out with me, nobody. That's the nobody.
I know.
All this basically did was they were riding that big bat bear thing
I mean,
that looked like the thing from Neverending Story.
here you get more dragged out origin story kind of where, cause they keep showing the backstory of Damien with his mother, and the Year of Blood and all the crazy training and stuff that he had to go through.
I could just see Patrick Gleason pacing. What was that?
He just keeps inserting it into every single issue, so you get bits and pieces of it going back and forth between all that training he did, and then in the present time when he's dealing with this crazy giant bat, and they're, who is it? I don't even know what they were trying to do with that giant crystal. I forget.
They're
They're,
trying to give it back because all the bad
yeah, but
things
they took
Damien
it
did.
out, and then they were giving it back. Because remember, there was that giant monster who was just like attacking the whole city.
What the fuck? Yeah. And the only thing that made me chuckle was like, but Damien still has baby teeth.
Yeah.
He
How
is
old is he?
10?
He's 10?
Yeah, he's 10. That's a, yeah, that's a, when the fucking thing is so bad, it's like, hey, how about some silence to go with that? The artwork looks nice, but it's a little like I like the cover,
Yeah,
but it's
yeah.
just like it's Patrick Gleason trying to shove so much shit into one page. You're just like, where does my eye focus? What's going on? Instead of like, woo, what's this? You're like, eh, what's this? Even the interior pages, like he threw so much onto a page,
Yeah.
like he like I'm getting paid by the figure.
And then you have at the end, you have his mother, Talia, who like, I don't know what in the world was going on with her, but somebody was doing something spooky to her,
It looked like
pulling
the.
out some marbles of her memories, but then like shoving it back into her head, which I didn't understand. Like, if they were taking these memories out, why was he just sticking it back in her to I don't know what they were trying to do.
It seemed like the Planeteers were putting like environmental thoughts into her mind. This was terrible.
And it was also this random strange person can figure out who her son was because they want to go after the son because I guess he's special.
In more ways than one. Huh, kyuk. Wait, I had a
And then you had nobody Damien figuring they're gonna team up together and work together from now on because nobody's like, I'm not gonna be like my
And Damien's like, I gotta be like my dad some more. And
dad
then they were just like, and nobody quits her assassin job. And then Deathstroke is like, I gotta deal with this, cause this book needs more goddamn guest stars. Speaking of Batman, Batman number 43. Mr. Bloom is doing some weird erotic dance on the cover. All that's missing. Oh, someone
It's
should
weird.
Photoshop this cover with Mr. Bloom. He's like, he's touching his nipples.
No, no.
Okay, all right.
The cover, for some odd reason, it kind of reminds me of like the Wizard of Oz. You know that giant field of poppies where they all go to sleep, and in the background there's like the Emerald City. That's what it kind of looks like.
Okay, can we remember that Bruce Wayne is alive and back and now he, but he's like, I
But
don't
he's
want it.
not Bruce Wayne, which is like the
He's not
weirdest,
Batman.
dumbest thing. Well, he's not himself because he kind of lost part of who he was when his brain cells died after, all the Joker accident.
Oh, the Joker drug that the Joker had. I don't know what the fuck that is. Like,
He
it's in
tried to
his
attack the
spine.
Joker, and then they were like, we're gonna die together, and the whole cave collapsed.
Fuck that storyline. That story shouldn't have happened.
So now, yeah, we see that he's Bruce Wayne and he's alive, but he completely doesn't realize that he was ever Batman.
He doesn't want to know about being Batman. Even Superman showed up and was like, you gotta go back to being Batman, Batman. No, he tells Alfred, and Alfred's like, we can't do it. Let him just play with children, which seems so weird after the whole Jared from Subway debacle. But anyway, Bruce wants to grow a beard and chill with children. Nothing wrong with that. At all.
He wants to help the children. He wants to help them make bricks.
Oh, yeah. Yo, Alfred, you gotta get out of here. We're making bricks. Like, fuck you and your bricks, you rich bastard.
He's trying to give back to the community.
By
He's
building
not,
bricks.
yeah.
Which will.
Well, by giving the kids a space to call their own, where some of these kids don't have their own homes and families, and here they could come together and play,
Here's
and they
one
know
brick.
that, yeah, that brick represents themselves. And they all come together to form a wall which
Here.
protects them.
Here's a brick. We close at 8. Sorry. Go back to your hellhole. That is life. Come here, Julie Madison. I don't know why Bruce is
Is he
in here.
attacking her like a
I
dog?
don't know. I was thinking of a bone for some reason. That was the first reaction. I was like, there you go, Julie. Penguin gets killed or stabbed in this because he's like,
Just get stabbed.
screw you, Mr. Bloom. I'm not taking the orders from you. Didn't you see? I'm on Gotham now. My hair got better. And he's like, oh.
Well, he comes into the storyline because it's like he wants to work with Mr. Boom, and he's like, oh, I never really needed power before, working in Gotham. But, everybody's coming to you. You're giving them powers. Let me have some of that crazy drug, whatever you hand out, your
Oh, the
seeds
seed,
too. Yeah,
yeah.
but this guy's just like, oh, yeah, you're not getting any of this.
I'm here to kill you. I'm here to kill you. And he starts stabbing. He starts getting real stabby. Stabby,
You
stabby.
had more of like Jim Gordon, who like it's weird
His
because
e-cigarette. He's out being Batman with the e-cigarette.
it's weird because like I mean he's trying to talk to Bruce Wayne, coming to him for some advice, trying to get some help for one thing, and that's weird. And another thing, because like he's trying to become more like Batman used to be, because he's like right now he's just this middleman, just kind of working for the police, not really doing
Working
too
with the police and
much.
for powers industry because they absorbed Wayne Industries.
Yeah. But he feels like he needs to be doing more than that and be working in the shadows the way Batman used to be more effective.
You mentioned the Spider-Man with great power comes. I was like,
Yeah.
what? Because I don't know, he looked really Spider-Man-esque the way he was wearing it. Because he wasn't wearing the full metal mecha Batman costume.
But I still find it really awkward having Jim Gordon as Batman.
Can we talk about just how weird it is to have a mecha-ized Batman suit?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Like some anime fan was like, true. No, what I wanted to say was the name for the story is super heavy. What the fuck? We ran. Yeah, the name of the storyline is super heavy. We ran out of fucking ideas,
I
folks.
didn't even realize it
Writers
was
have gotten
that.
so lazy, like, we don't even need to come up with a name for the title. It's just Super Heavy Part 3. Fuck you. Remember, he was like, here's the issue of Batman. And it's part of Nightfall, but it's titled Broken Back. Oh, Part 12, Who Rules the Night? And I was like, oh, now everyone's just like, yeah, storyline, part one.
Same title, part two. Same
Exactly,
title, part
yeah.
three.
We're officially lazy, folks. We followed the Bendis method. Cashing the check. Okay, next book we're going to talk about is Invincible number 122. I actually like this issue.
Yeah, this wasn't as bad as some of the last couple of issues.
Mark still doesn't like Oliver's girlfriend, even though she doesn't like. She seems like she doesn't like Eve when they're
She
like.
doesn't like anybody, it seems like. Or well, it's
Well, it's
because
just
like it's
Oliver.
hard to adjust to, Oliver's wife, because
Oh,
she's
above that's
this
not his wife.
girlfriend, because she's just like that completely alien buggy race. It's hard to kind of just see them together and.
Eve hates it on that planet.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I
a
don't blame her
terrible
though.
planet. It's like everything's trying to eat them. Or everything's trying to kill them because it's weird food.
Or eat them. Yeah, it's
Yeah,
both.
yeah,
And it's cool to see Alan as the leader though, but I don't know. It looks like he's losing control at some point.
Well, yeah, there's some political problems cropping in
It's like Star
as you
Wars Episode
see.
One.
Yeah, as you see people, they're like, trying to deal with the Thrag situation.
Ultramites,
And the
yeah.
Viltrumites, so somebody, one of the other representatives or whatever you call them, was like, "Why don't we build our own army?" And they were just like,
A
"No,
clone
that's a
army?
bad idea." Yeah.
Can we say how awesome it is that Thrag is still rocking Battle Beasts? I was like, oh god, he's still wearing
That poor Battle Beast, I know.
Battle Beasts. He died like Randy would want to die. Getting beaten up by a man with a mustache? I don't know.
I don't know about that.
This is a turnaround because Invincible wasn't that great for a while. You're just like, damn, man, this is lame.
But what'd you think about all the what did you like best? Do you like the part with Thrag the best, or the part like where they were kind of having to deal with Terra
The Rain
and
Axe. When they stopped the illegal farm and they were like,
Oh.
hey, they got a Rain Axe. Oh, crap. But they were extinct.
And
What?
the
And why is
thing's
I
like
was like,
screaming out its name too, which is hilarious. Like,
oh.
what is this thing? And it would scream out its name,
What
like,
was
oh,
it?
obviously that's why it's called that. It's
When
like a Pokemon.
exactly Snorlax. Oh, I was thinking about that the other day because I saw online there's a video that I wanted to show you. And they were talking about Pokemon Sapphire
Yeah.
and I forget the other one, but I was like, oh boy, this game looks terrible. Professor Oak, what? Professor Branch, what the hell? Some 10-year-old boy is going out to catch enslave other Pokemons. Oh boy, and there's no cute Pokemons either, they're all fugly because Nintendo ran out of ideas. It's just like, you caught a cat. Hey, now he's fighting other animals for you. Isn't that illegal in America? They having animals fight? They got Michael Vick for that shit.
Yeah. Well, there's no cockfighting. There's no dog fighting.
Unless you
There's
go south of
no.
the border. Yeah.
What else? Do people have other animals? Do they force them to fight?
Oh no, I know cats don't do it because they're so goddamn independent.
Yeah. You'd be like, fight, and they would just kind of stare back at you.
Or they just start eating out of the food bowl, like, we'll fight when we get cookies. I don't know, eventually it was just a fun issue where it was like there's two or three things going on, but they interconnect and you're just not like, well, what the fuck? That felt really disjointed. So instead of that happening this time, I felt like the script moved at a better place and the art seemed to finally gel with the new colorist. Because that's the problem with being Image. You know, we'll give you $1,000 to color this book, and then Marvel and DC comes along, we'll give you $6,000. Like, fuck this, I'm out. Follow the money trail. And then
Boys,
you
people
end up
gotta make a living.
coloring Bendis' Avengers sitting in a circle, hugging, because that's what they do. Hug. Oh wait, no, you get Captain America, I have a plan in issue one. Issue two, I wish I had a plan. Issue three, what was my plan again? And issue four, I found it was on my computer in the back of hard drive.
Is he still working on recent titles?
Oh.
Bendis?
Fuck yeah, but he ain't getting my money. And my money will not be part of that royalty check, I can tell you that much. All right, next book is Silk number six. I really enjoyed the book Silk.
This was. I didn't really care for the cover though. It was
Silk's got a
awkward.
huge ass.
She's really muscular. Yeah, it was really
Yeah.
weird.
I like, the cover's what sells it, but I was like, that doesn't know.
It's not a good representation of what's inside the book, which is so much more fluid and lively and cartoony.
Yeah, which I enjoy, as well as the writing. As we get Silk being captured and Black Cat helping her out. Didn't Black Cat offer her a job too? Like, you come work for me, you won't be on an operating table. Because apparently, whoever took her family's been watching her in
Yeah,
that
but like
bunker.
originally wasn't Black Cat like attacking her
Yeah,
and
what
then
the
she
fuck?
got like
Yeah.
double crossed. She's like completely flip-flopping all over the place about what she
Yeah,
wants to do.
she's John Kerry. I'll help you,
Because like
Silk.
yeah, I had a hard time remembering what happened in the last issue.
Because there's been a big lull between issues because the fucking creative team or Secret Wars. And at the end of this, you could tell this issue was late because at the end, Cindy's like, maybe I should call that shrink. It's not like it's the end of the world. And then behind her, fucking
Secret
Secret War.
Wars.
Yeah. It's so secret, no one could fucking tell you what was going on. Because we'll be talking about that in a minute. We can talk about fucking Secret Wars in a second. And like, Doom is like, yo, I'm God. Which is fucking blasphemy in and of itself.
Okay, but in this issue, Black Cat, since she freaked out since the this other guy she was working with double crossed her,
Which she doesn't like.
took this
So.
girl Silk captive, and he wants to dissect her because he's like, oh, I'm gonna put you on the black market, since these other people wanted you, I'm sure I could get a much bigger penny, if I sell you on, to strangers.
Exactly.
And Spider-Man's freaked out too. You know what happened to his friends. So he's of course got to save her. And there's this whole big clash because she realizes that this guy, you mentioned it, that he knew about her parents and her family and stuff like that. But Black Cat comes in and as she's rescuing her, also kills this guy.
Because her bad luck powers are amplified for whatever reason.
And so now Silk is freaked out because she's like, oh, he knew my family. How could you kill him? Which I didn't really understand why she was upset, so upset with it, because like she pretty much had the conversation right then and there with him while she was stuck on the operating table that he didn't really know too much of anything.
He was just getting paid.
Yeah.
Ka-ching.
So I don't really know like how much he could tell her. Like why she should, I don't
Maybe it was
know.
the heat of the
She was just
moment.
probably just venting, all her frustrations out on Black Cat.
I agree. Whooping that ass. But will she join Black Cat's team?
I doubt it.
Probably.
Especially since like right after that she goes and like smashes her head in.
I think so, because it was like, oh, we're starting over with a new number one, and Silk is a villain. Say what? And I was like, yep, she probably, so after reading this, she's probably joining Black Cat to make money, so she has to work at the Fact Channel with
That
J.
seems
Jonah
kind of
Jonah.
wrong.
Eh, we'll see how the story progresses. All right, the last book we're going to talk about, Not So Secret Wars, number five. Doom is like, well, Valeria, whatever her fucking name
Well,
is.
yeah.
Find out who killed Doctor Strange,
He killed him!
don't ask too many questions.
I know, he's the one who killed him. They're like having a funeral service for Stephen Strange and everybody's mourning him.
So many Thors.
So many Thors.
And Doom is like, don't tempt me, woman. I'm your daddy in this reality.
So the main point to the story revolves around Valerie and how she wants to figure out what really happened
Yeah.
with Stephen Strange, how he died, and what happened with the group of strangers that they found, and
The heroes battle the world,
they were
yeah.
dispersed, and she wants to understand what happened in that situation. So
Why did Doctor
her,
Strange just disperse them across battle world? What's her dad? What's Doom so afraid of? What's the truth? It's nosy heifer.
It's good. It's good that she's gonna be the one to get to
She's gonna
figure out
root.
all the truth, because otherwise everybody's gonna be like sheep just following Doom forever.
I just can't picture Doom like, bah, foiled my child again. Richards! Rex for Doom.
I like the whole conversation though that Doom has with the bomb guy. What's his name?
Oh,
Owen? Owen
the
Reese?
molecule, yeah, the molecule man, yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty interesting to see, because you actually find out, finally find out the backstory of kind of what set up a lot of this
The
whole Doom world.
Beyonder setting up the molecule mans throughout each and every other multiverse,
Yeah,
and those are the only two survives.
destroy it all, but then this one deciding that he wants to save himself and work with Doom.
Because Doom is the man. Except
Yeah.
children always foil him. Even
What
remember FF? The kids foiled him.
is this, a Scooby-Doo
That
episode?
Doom would have gotten away for it too. But for them damn kids and their stupid dog.
They're meddling kids.
The meddling kids and their stretchy father. Jerk.
Hilarious.
Well, at least this Doom isn't some burnt out hippie.
Yeah.
Like, yo, man, like, the government's watching this, man. Doom! And then he lights up a joint.
Awful.
He like a straight hippie. Hippy dippy Doom.
He
Dippy?
did, he did. He was like a dirty bum.
Yeah, because they're just like, Victor, why don't you come work for us again? I don't know, man. Like, you got SpaghettiOs? And then like, that's what it was. And he's like, I'm gonna hang out here, man, and get all green, man. Out there, they got all the
Everything loves
SpaghettiOs.
me over here. Right.
Get all the SpaghettiOs, man. My dad had taught me, man, that gypsies, man, they get SpaghettiOs too. Oh, man.
What's with this in the SpaghettiOs
Oh,
on
cause
and
it,
on?
like, cause it looked like when Dr. Richard showed
It's
up,
all
like,
he eats is
he should have been like,
SpaghettiOs?
like, he just like had the can, fuck eating it up. He just has like a spoon and he's like eating the SpaghettiOs out of the can. He's like, Victor, would you heat up SpaghettiOs? No, man, that's what they want you to do, to use heat, man. My dad had told me to eat my SpaghettiOs out of a can. Hey, where's your daughter, man? I created the coin-operated video game, man. I'll never see it coming. Oh, Johnny, you got $5?
Oh my
He's
God.
bumming money off the Fantastic Four.
Yes, eventually, one of these days, I'm going to write up my review for that Fantastic Four movie, which I did not
Oh,
enjoy.
Ben, man, you all rocking, man.
No.
What happened, man? Sylvester Stallone gives you do? Oh, that's cool. Well, we'll take a nap. We'll go take a doomtastic nap. He even talking in third person. Oh, man, Doom, man.
How long are you going to keep going with this skit?
Doom looking for those SpaghettiOs. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. You got some beefaroni? All right.
All right, before we end the show, I want to talk about this comic.
Doom wants to talk about this comic, man.
This graphic novel called Our Friend Satan.
Wait a minute. Before you go any further, Doom's mother sacrificed herself to
For some
Satan. No, to Satan.
SpaghettiOs?
Fuck, that's even better than what I was gonna say.
No.
Mama. All right, go ahead, go ahead.
Because you just kept talking nonstop about SpaghettiOs.
Whatever reason why I thought of it, I just like, fucking, uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Oh, when Doom, and go see Fantastic Four, and the scene where, like, Doom gets stuck in the Earth Zero place, he should have said that. When he fell, he should have been like, uh-oh, SpaghettiOs, and then, like, that'd have been it. Fuck it, like, and they just, like, they never go back. Because fuck them, that's why. Fuck you, Fox.
Okay. So I want to talk about our friend Satan,
Who looks like Grant Morrison, by the way?
who
Our friend Grant, who is
the
Satan.
Satan in it.
He writes shitty stories and
It's
gets paid for it.
but this story is written by Dominic Marzek, with pencils and inks by Michael Morawski, inks and colors by Lucas Lalko. It's a graphic novel. It hasn't been published yet. It's got a Kickstarter page. They've got a preview of about 18 pages up on their
It
website.
surprisingly looks good.
It looks really good. I love the artwork.
I would pay for it with my Yamoshi pedal money.
They're gonna publish it in Polish and in English, and it's about Satan, how he's going through this whole midlife crisis, suffering from depression. It's funny because he does look a lot like Grant Morrison, but then again, he also kind of reminded me of what's that character's name? Spider from Transmetropolitan.
Yes. I forgot
Yeah.
all about Warren Ellis's Transmetropolitan.
Yeah, that's what he reminded me of too, because he's kind of got that whole bald and sort of bummy look to him.
Spider Jerusalem, that's his name, yes.
In the storyline, in the preview, definitely go ahead and check it out for yourself. It's great. But a short little summary of it is basically Satan, he kind of gets called up by the Satan worshippers, and they're so kind of displeased about what appears in front of them, because they're expecting, the whole horns and tail and hooves to appear, this huge monster, and they're just like, "What is this guy? He's got like a plate of spaghetti. Like, what is this?"
It's hot.
Yeah, and he's like, "This is who I am. I don't know where all those crazy stories came from." And so, because of all these made up stories that basically came from the church, that had spread worldwide, Satan is now going to sue the Pope for defamation.
And then you can have a crossover with Image Comics' Battle Pope. We'll plight it out. But I do recommend this. It looks surprisingly good.
Yeah, it
So.
supposedly gonna it's gonna come out next year, but definitely they still got their Kickstarter is still up for a couple of days. Contribute to it if you want, be able to get your hands
You
on the
should contribute
comic,
to it,
before anybody
yeah. I
else.
will.
And we're gonna put up the links to their website and to the Kickstarter page. It'll be in our show notes.
Definitely. No, I think I will contribute that because it does look awesome. He does look like Grant Morrison. So anything that spoofs him being the devil, I'm all for it. I'm willing to give you my money.
I doubt it's spoofing him.
It
It's just a
unintentional.
coincidence.
Yep. You can't see me. Oh, you can't see me wink.
Yeah, nobody can see
Oh.
you wink.
In space, no one can see you wink. For those SpaghettiOs,
So that's gonna wrap up this episode of the Verbal Mosh.
man. Well, once this is over and like we're not recording, I will continue to do the SpaghettiO bit. Like
Oh my
I am
gosh.
gonna find a way. Like when I'm talking to the cat, hey man, stop eating that
You should be eating SpaghettiOs.
cat food, man. Oh man, I spilled it. Oh, Marge, you square.
So be sure to go to our website, theverbalmosh.com, for
That's it.
all of
Just
our
go. Just
reviews.
go to theverbalmosh.com, you lazy bums, you lazy millennials. Now, if you excuse me, I've got some credit card debt to run up. So we'll be back in 2 weeks with episode 323. I can't wait to get to 333 because we're halfway to 666. Satin.